I've got another trivia question for you. Who might a professional drummer and a perfectionist baker have in common? Well, it could be Vic Firth. Now, he's the musician turned entrepreneur. Vic played percussion with the Boston Symphony for 50 years, and in the process, he discovered something about drumsticks that nobody had thought of. Well, now the Vic Firth Company manufactures those sticks, along with, of all things, pepper mills and rolling pins for serious cooks. Well, Vic joins us from Massachusetts. Vic, it's good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start with the drumsticks. What was this drumstick discovery?
Well, there were all kinds of quality standards that at the time when I was playing in the Boston Symphony, I felt weren't being met. And I was asked to play music and pieces that required sticks that just weren't available. So rather than keep grumbling about it, I decided to design some for myself. And that was the beginning of the stick business, which was huge. I think we made about 12 pair a month.
So, were you whittling them yourself?
Well, that's what everybody thought. I had a sharp knife down in the basement. But anyway, I had a Montreal wood turner who was a great gentleman to work with, and he literally hand-turned every single stick.
What was the problem with the drumsticks?
Well, the sticks were never straight, and they were never properly paired. I began by guaranteeing them to be straight when rolled on a table.
Right.
Because all my competitors yelled and screamed, it's a natural product, and how can you guarantee it to be straight? And I said, just simply throw out the ones that aren't. And the other thing that I did was that I noticed one day when I accidentally dropped some sticks on the cement floor that they had a variety of pitches. And I got a little stool and sat down and started tapping and discovered that when I found two that had the identical pitch, they had the identical weight, density, moisture content. I didn't realize it at the time, but it was about 90% proof that those two sticks, whether the drummer had them in his right hand or his left hand, they were going to be perfectly balanced and would produce the same sound, because sticks of different pitches literally would produce a different sound when struck on a woodblock or a cymbal or what have you.
So you went from doing drumsticks to doing pepper mills and rolling pins. How did that happen?
Well, let me say this. For drummers, we have a 5A, a 5B, a 2B, a rock, whatever. What that means is the 5A is a lighter, thinner stick for jazz players or classical players. A 5B is for rock and rollers. A 2B is for marching on the street in a band or heavy metal.
Uh-huh.
So let's take the rolling pins. A classic 20-inch rolling pin is like the rock stick. It's the biggest one, has a lot of weight to it. I mean, each one, as I thought about them, I applied the theory of the drumstick and the weight and the balance, and that's why we have such a variety of pins, and hopefully the chefs appreciate it. And the pepper mill, it has to feel comfortable in your hand.
Yeah.
And then they're fitted with a stainless steel two-step mechanism, which first crushes the peppercorns to enhance the flavor, and then it grinds the peppercorn. So we've taken this pepper mill thing beyond where I ever thought it was going to go, and we're very proud of it.
Vic, thanks for talking with us. It's really interesting to see how you go from dropping a bunch of drumsticks to rolling pins and pepper mills. Thanks for talking with us.
It's been a great pleasure.
Vic Firth manufactures drumsticks, pepper mills, and rolling pins at the Vic Firth Company.